For businesses around the world, today isn't a restart, it's a rethink. That's why they're partnering with IBM. Retailers are keeping their systems up as millions of orders move online. Call centers are using IBM Watson to manage customer questions with AI. And solutions built on the IBM cloud are helping patients receive trusted information. Today, we're rethinking how business moves forwards. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Hello, gorgeous.
I would make a great queen because I am so stubborn.
Well, when I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better.
Never take a learning opportunity away from another student. No matter how smart you need everyone to think you are.
I am dancing a bright beam of light.
Team is your family. You have to protect them from those guys, okay?
Make the money. Don't let it make you.
You had me at hello.
And most importantly, you must always have faith in yourself.
This is I'm Here for the Food.
What's up, everybody? This is I'm Here for the Food, where we discuss topics that feed your mind, your spirit, and your soul. I'm Melissa.
I'm Blue.
And happy New Year.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, 2020.
It is very 2020.
Yeah. So we discussed in the past year, or last year now.
Wow.
Last year now. I know. That we were going to have a rotating third chair. And a lot of you had a lot of opinions as to who that should be. A lot of you had the same opinion as to who that should be.
Copy and paste. Copy and paste.
So without further ado, Peter, would you pan over to our guest host today, Claudia Jordan?
Yay! Here comes trouble!
Hello, bitches. I mean you.
Oh, Daisy loves her more than me. That's
fine. I don't know
fine.
If she's shaking, though.
No, don't worry about it. She just does that shit for attention. It's
Melissa,
so annoying.
I don't think that's the case. I think she was exactly the dog.
No, she's fine. She's fine. Don't worry about it. This is the show mascot.
We're both barren. You won't have puppies and I won't have babies.
Wait! See, Claudia's been here for 43 seconds.
And
already. We're here.
And we're off.
And here we are. Hi, thank you for having me. Hello.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
You too.
And you're battling a flu, cold, SARS, something.
I don't know what it is, but before you introduced me, I was like, am I going to faint? And I'm trying to go back and think the last 24 hours, like, what drugs I took.
Yeah.
That'd be great for ratings, though.
I know.
So if you feel it, like, relax into it.
As long as you get me to my other place by 4:45.
Yeah.
Okay, we could do that.
We could do that, you know, if in case we need to call an ambulance, okay. You know.
And for those who can't see us, we're all wearing either black or pink and black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was a total accident.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Destiny's cousin, guys.
Yeah. This was a total accident. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We go so far back.
Don't we?
And I was not surprised at all when I announced that we were going to do a rotating third chair. I was not surprised that everybody was like, you got to get Claudia Jordan because you're so funny and you're so witty and you're just so, your sense of humor is so my type. Like, you're so self-deprecating. It's hilarious.
I'm
like,
naughty.
I like white boy humor, though.
Yeah,
is that what that is?
It is.
She's sarcastic. She's droll. She's
like a dry
deadpan
sense of humor. So not everybody, sometimes the sisters don't feel me.
Right.
Sometimes they do. They be like, she's annoying. Yeah.
You tickle me so much.
Sometimes.
But you're an Aries, and so maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I like Aries energy.
Yeah.
It's fire.
Why, thank you for all the compliments. Just keep them coming.
Like, yes, continue. I'm wonderful.
Thank you. So you went away about like a year and a half ago or something like that. You went to Dallas because you had the morning show on
105.7.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I got dysgraphia, okay? So I switch around numbers all the fucking time. So you went and did this morning show. We were all so excited for you because it's like you moved to another city.
Yes.
And it's like the trifecta happened. New job, new house, new man. Yeah. We were like, oh my God, so excited.
Uh-oh, this feels like a setup. I'm getting so nervous.
But here's how much of a dickhead she is, okay? It was April 1st, I guess. And nobody was picking up on the fact that it was April Fool's. Uh-huh. I guess she'd eaten a bagel or something like that. So she poofed out her stomach and she said, miracles do happen or something like that.
It's never too late. But I didn't say for what.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But she's holding
Claudia.
The underside of her belly that she's poofed out, and I was like,
you have a food baby in your belly and you scare people into thinking you were pregnant.
Listen, it's open to interpretation. I said, it's never too late for miracles. They assumed I meant I was pregnant.
What was the miracle, Claudia?
That I could still fit into that dress.
You know what? Ooh, this is going to
okay,
be trouble.
What happened was, I make fun of my stomach all the time. My friends in Dallas are always telling me, stop rubbing your stomach, because I do it all the time. Oh. And I have a complex about it because I got there and I gained 20 pounds. Mm. And as I've gotten
she
older.
She gained 20 pounds of love weight.
Right, being in a good relationship. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, that. I'm used to unstable,
fuck
mentally
boys.
Abusive relationships that kind of keep you on edge. So you have that anxiety where your stomach always hurts.
I lose weight in all my relationships because they're all horrible. Yeah,
that's what I had. So like I had no support and love. So I would just like not be able to eat because I'd be stressed out. Uh-huh. And it works for me in LA. So in Texas, I'm in a stable relationship. And like he shows up for dinner.
Claudia, okay. I've heard of a low bar, Claudia, but the bar's on the floor and hasn't been put together yet. He shows up.
And I'm 46 now. And as you get older.
You are 46?
Yes.
What kind of like skin lotions?
I use just like MAC moisturizer and Dove soap.
Yeah, so she genetics. Does. Trust me, I've been trying to get her to go to the spa with me. I'm just I'll like, go. Dude, they're gonna give us the rooter to the tutor treatment.
I can't stand women like you. It's just Vaseline in my mother's gene pool. Like whatever.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
So
no.
Then, you know, I also have like all these allergies now. When you get older, you get allergic to gluten and pasta. Like everything makes my stomach puff out and get inflamed. So I was like, you know what? I make fun of myself. So I just posted the picture. Well, Nipsey died. Shortly, and at the same time.
It was the night before, because it was the 31st that he passed
right.
away.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, let me cheer people up. Like, let me be silly. Like, you know, let's not fight. Like, I don't know. And it just was so not well received.
No, it was not.
And then it became, and I don't think it's fair that I'm now responsible for everybody's infertility. For all you know, I have issues with infertility.
Oh,
and people came
there.
For me. Everyone that's ever had an issue with conceiving was like, you know, some of us are trying to have babies and we can't and you're making fun. I'm like, I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of me. And I kind of feel like sometimes I think social media has gotten way, it's gone way too far.
Yeah.
Where it's not even fun anymore.
Yeah.
Where you, I didn't know that. April Fool's was canceled this year.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like, you want to cancel me because I'm making fun of myself. I let the joke go on for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all these people congratulating me. I understand that, you know, people that were happy for me felt disappointed. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But to make somehow hold me responsible for anyone who's ever had a miscarriage, which I've had one, mm-hmm. who's ever had any issues with infertility, which I have had,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? It's just not fair. And I feel like people put all their shit on you.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm not there for that.
Yeah.
My job is to entertain, to be silly, to be funny, to make you think sometimes,
yeah.
and to encourage. I just want to smile.
I think that, you know, I think that as women, we're just, you know, we're held to just a different standard in every respect.
Every.
And we ourselves, you know, like womankind, we hold our, you know, our sisters' hands over the fire and make them pay for shit that, like you said, projection.
Yeah.
You made the joke. I was like, oh, she about to get it.
Oh, you felt it coming?
Oh, I knew it because.
You didn't call her phone and be like, girl, take
no, there, no, because the joke was made and yeah, I know her out. And I know her sense of humor.
Right.
She is very laugh at my pain.
Right.
She's that's her attitude. You know what I'm saying? She has a very self-deprecating way of making light of situations that most people would want to go to therapy for.
Mm-hmm. And probably that I should go to therapy for mine, but I don't.
But sometimes mm-hmm. humor is a form of therapy. Mm-hmm. You know,
I agree with that too.
For Christ's sake, we all need to laugh a little bit more.
In fact, whenever my friends and I are going to share bad news, mm-hmm. we actually like, okay, this is so bad it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you laugh for 30 seconds before we feel problematic.
What I'm serious is the same people that were so judgmental of me and you shouldn't do this and you... The things they said were 1,000 times worse than what I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not fair. So are we against bullying or are we for it? Because it's like, it just all depends on the individual. And I feel like I'm an easy kind of punching bag.
Why are you
an easy punching bag?
Because I've had a smart mouth or I've been feisty on TV shows. Yeah. Okay. I've been feisty on TV shows, on radio shows. Ask Melissa how I am in my real life. What kind of person I am.
We had fun in the waiting room, right?
One thing I've always marveled about when it comes to Claudia is how combative she is. And I'm not that way. And I sometimes wish I was more
you
like
know
her.
A lot of Aries, because that's kind of like
it's an Aries thing.
Fighters.
No, yeah. You guys are fiery as fuck. You guys argue for fucking sport. Let's be clear. I mean, yeah, you do. Listen, every Aries guy I've like dated.
Aries men are the devil.
No, the men are different. You run.
No, they argue for fucking sport. So here's the thing.
My best friends are Aries. Never mind. I love you, Antonio. So sorry. Okay. I didn't mean that.
But so one thing about Claudia is. You know, we were having this conversation outside about, you know, standing up for yourself. Mm-hmm. With total strangers coming for her throat, mm-hmm. she's going to just go.
Come at me,
she's
bro.
She's going to throw it back at you.
Because I don't get coming for someone that did nothing to you.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Mm-hmm. I don't get when I'm minding my own business or making fun of myself and you come for me.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm being a bitch to you specifically, then you have every right to fight with me. But when I get attacked because of my sense of humor, I'm making general statements or whatever, and I feel like you're coming from, I'm going to fuck you up. Yeah. I'm going to go to your page. I'm going to enlarge your profile picture. I'm going to see your fake Bible quote where you say, I can do all things through Christ. But then you're talking about how you want me to die or have a miscarriage because you're angry at me for a joke that I made.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, it's called rage addiction, right? Like, I have this thing where I strongly believe that anger tends to be a facsimile for power. Mm-hmm. So disempowered people love to get angry online. Because for a quick second, you feel powerful. You feel like, oh, I can drag somebody. I can talk about them crazy. It's fleeting. It's like the junk food version of power. But, so people like to feel empowered. Oh, this pretty lady who's always on TV, it's time to drag her. Let's go.
You know what
the pitchforks.
You know what I always found really interesting? You know, just kind of like, you know, doing a deep dive into comments. And
why would you... Melissa,
No.
I'm bad about
in relation to me. I'm just talking about like being on just the Shade Room or Hollywood Unlocked or whatever the case is, just comment section on something. And when I see the pride that certain people exhibit from having been blocked by celebrities.
They love it.
And I'm just like, really? That's your source of pride?
They put it in their bio.
That's insane.
I know six people who've been blocked by Tank only because they won't stop talking about it. They're excited about it.
But I don't know. I just one thing that I really wish that people would understand, social media is really still in its infancy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like we've had, you know, MySpace. Does that really even count?
Yes. Give Tom his place in history.
Okay,
so
fine.
Fun. I love MySpace with the slideshows with your theme song and the cue.
I remember that. Yeah. It is.
The top eight.
Yeah. MySpace is still around.
Well, Justin Timberlake was trying to like bring it back, but even he couldn't resurrect that shit.
He couldn't bring himself back. So
your friends get mad if they're not in your top five or your top four.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I barely remember this shit. So, you know, social media has not really been around for a long time, and we're still trying to figure out how to navigate the terrain of it. And I think I'm praying that for 2020, everybody gets a collective fucking grip. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I doubt it.
That's
a beautiful Maya sentiment. Moment,
yes.
But, I doubt it.
I just,
internet streets are getting darker.
Be the same you'd be in person online.
I agree with that.
I've only had one person in my life ever say anything negative to my face, and that was at Mardi Gras in a huge crowd. Bitch, I don't like you. I was like, thank you for saying it to my face.
Right.
Because the rest of you motherfuckers will say whatever online and then see me at a club and ask for a picture. Like, I would rather, like, no, like, just keep the same. Because I don't get this, like, you have all this rage.
Right.
But then you see me, girl, can I get a picture? Oh, you read Nini. Oh, you did this.
Sometimes even online, if you respond, they'll be like, oh my God, I didn't know you're going to respond. I'm your biggest fan. I'm like, wait, you just dragged me.
Yeah.
And now that I'm responding, you're my biggest fan. Like, what just happened?
I just said it to get your attention. Yeah. Guess what? I actually do respond to positivity. I always like the positive comments. I go in their inboxes sometimes and I say, thank you for the positivity.
Yeah.
Because it's so appreciated. Yeah. It's so appreciated because it's so rare.
So you're saying you're human, Claudia Jordan?
Oh my God.
You heard it here first.
Breaking
I'm here for the
news.
Food. Claudia Jordan is human.
I'm actually human. And I'm sorry, being famous or being pretty or having a good job or making good money
Flex.
Does not take away from your spirit and from your feelings. Guess what, guys? We still have them. Sometimes even more when you're an artist.
Well, you know what I want? Okay? Oh, but you know what gets really frustrating is when people say to you, it's the default response of when somebody comes for you, you defend yourself. Here's the default response. This is what you signed up for No, it's not. By being in the entertainment industry, yes, you know that you're going to be in the public eye. You know that you're going to be criticized. But that doesn't mean that you have to be torn down all the time. That doesn't mean that people need to wish bad omens on you. I hope you die. I mean, like, I almost died a year and a half ago. And some of the things that, you know, people who think they hate me, because you don't know me, so there's no possible way that you can hate me. Some of the things that people said were just, the word vile comes to mind.
It's displaced anger. It has nothing to do with it.
But it's just like, please find a therapist and some way to pay for it, because the fact that you like possess that level of vitriolic just resentment and anger towards somebody who doesn't even know that you exist is crazy.
And then if you do die, right? God forbid, it's, we love her.
Rest in peace.
I wish we would have, you would have said something.
Melissa Ford's greatest hits. You just hated her five minutes ago.
It's really strange. So let's just move along.
Away from the haters.
Away from the haters.
I love you all, okay? Yeah. I love all of you. You're all wonderful people. And that's
I don't, and I do have time because I only work now 1 hour a day. And it keeps me sharp. Yeah. So y'all can keep coming for my neck. You do not affect my money. You actually have made me double my salary from my last job to this one.
No, speak on that.
So thank you. Because when I wasn't on all this stuff, I had 60,000 followers and I would get one negative comment a month, maybe two. I got on Housewives of Atlanta. It was hundreds and then thousands, right?
Yeah.
It sucked and I did have anxiety. I lost 7 pounds in 1 week when I was falsely deemed a colorist. And we can get into that. And guess what? I have worked so much since then. Mm-hmm. And people that have taken the time to get to know me see that it's bullshit. Mm-hmm. But like, when y'all think that's an insult or you have time, you must not be popping. No, I'm more popping now and I work less hours and I have a lot of time. So if you're going to keep being rude to me, I will keep checking you because I think you need to learn.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not the right way to go about it, but y'all keep me sharp as fuck, man. When I go on stage, I'm so,
and that's it. The thing that...
I love this.
Here's the thing. That's the thing is that a lot this. Of people don't... Corey, that means she wants to be picked up. Yeah, okay. The mascot is just...
Our mascot, Daisy...
Is socially awkward.
Is just running around, Jesus. Jumping in laps.
You know what, Daisy? This is not going to be a regular fucking thing, okay? Unless you can get your shit together. So one thing that a lot of people don't know is that Claudia actually does stand up. That is literally how fun. Two people that most people are not aware of that do stand up is her and Tank.
Tank does stand up.
He is funny. Listen, if he was not a singing motherfucker, he could literally have a career in stand up and make
I've gotten laid to some Tank. Thank you, Tank.
Nice, good for you.
Thank you. Seriously.
Well.
Thank you, Tank. Was that too much information? Claudia just told everybody to come at me, bro.
No, it's not. It just made me think that, Big Brother, I'm going to have to get you on the show.
If Tank is on the show, it's on and popping. I got so many questions.
He's married. Okay.
No, not in that kind of way. I didn't know. Tank is platonic. His wife is purely platonic.
Okay.
I love his spirit.
Okay. He's good people, too.
Tank is amazing. He's
funny, though.
He is hysterical. Stand-up
comedy is so frightening to me. People have said to me, "Oh, you're funny. You should do." I was like, "There's no way."
It's extremely scary.
Yeah, it's a big difference,
and it's intimate too.
Yeah,
you have to very quickly read the room. You from your first joke, that's gonna set up the whole night. Like, okay, they're not fucking with me. Okay, they are fucking with me. Let me go more in that direction. But it actually trains you to be quick, like quicker. You have
like improv. I get it.
Yeah, because like there's different audiences, and like you may be at the same place two nights in a row, and then it's like, okay, it's a different vibe. So you have to like adjust.
Okay, so wait. Because you have like 5 other gigs. You got multiple streams of revenue. So when do you decide, you know what? Do you just walk into the comedy club and be like, "Hey, put me on the stage?"
No, I haven't done that much, but people have asked me to host, and that's kind of like a chicken shit way of me doing it. Mm-hmm. Like kind of a backdoor way. And my first time I did it off the Vegas strip a long time ago. I was on Deal or No Deal. I asked number 10, Anya, her name was, to come with me, and we went to Vegas. I got super drunk, and the crowd was like all pimps and hoes, right?
My God.
It was. So I had all these like Valley Girl type jokes, and I was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I had to make a few adjustments, and they were like, fuck with me, because like how I look doesn't match how I speak, right? And I think that kind of, wait, what? They expect me like, oh my God, life is hard, I'm pretty. And I'm like, not, you know what I mean? So I adjusted, and it gives you this confidence where you're like, damn, I didn't think I could do that. It's very empowering.
Yeah.
When you can make a room of people laugh and nobody's like you, like you're all different.
Right.
That feels really good. And then I went to the Friars Club. I got invited to the roast of Dennis Rodman. It was not televised.
Wow.
But it was in front of like old white Jewish money in like, you know, in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Money.
And I'm thinking, this is a different crowd. They might not feel my little edgy, you know, my my little dirty mouth. Mm-hmm. They were like, who are you? You need to do more of this. And I'm so mad at myself that I didn't jump on it. Like, that was around the time where Tiffany was Haddish was kind of like making her rounds. Right. And she hadn't blown up yet, but we were like kind of cross paths. Mm-hmm. And I admire that she had the guts to just really go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and to really try it. And I was kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, but there's still time.
Yeah.
And I'm inspired by people like that, that.
Well, you're back in LA now. Yeah. So the radio show gig, I don't know what happened.
They canceled it on Monday, and I had a new job 23 hours later.
Yeah, you did. So you're so
23.
She
was like
23 hours later.
Day. It was 23 hours.
Exactly.
Guys.
So she was on Fox Soul. So James DeBose has acquired Fox Soul. It's a digital app. Because this is the new wave. Yep. You know, people are not really buying into, like, network television. Nobody really is. I canceled my subscription to, you know, my Time Warner and whatnot. Because nobody really even watches cable
anymore. We don't
need
400 stations. I watch three channels.
Exactly. Yeah, really so chill. Now you have a show called Out Loud with Claudia Jordan on the Fox Soul Network. Download the app. and so you were just in Mexico. For New Year's Eve, I covered for you.
And you did. They loved you. They said you did such a good job. I go, I told you she would. Because they asked me before, they're like, what do you think? Do you think she could do it? I'm like, dude, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. She's fantastic.
I love your friendship.
Yeah.
It's like a real friendship. Do people ever ask you if you're cousins or not?
No.
No.
Nobody's ever like
asked. Well, yes, because they think our curves are exactly the same.
Here's the kicker is that we didn't start off as friends. We started off as like kind of sort of, are we enemies? Like, what's the thing?
What kind of Kill Bill mess is this? Melissa.
I was not necessarily.
Scorpio. How they are.
Scorpios are mean.
They're testing you.
They haze you. Scorpios haze you.
I remember I saw in Vegas like one weekend, and I think there was a mutual thing that happened, and that's why I probably.
Wait, who's the mutual thing? Oh, that motherfucker. Okay.
So
I think he's gay now.
Anyway,
okay, there's so much going on.
I saw you. I passed you in the lobby, right? Yeah. And I was like, hey, and you did not answer me.
Oh!
Right? And I was like, oh, shit. So then I tell my boy, Jeff Johnson, and he's like, you know, Jeff Johnson, Jeff, I've known him since I was 14. Yeah. And he's like, Claudia, y'all are like, y'all get the same shit against you. Mm-hmm. Both very intelligent, but people don't ever look at that side of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't, they just bypass that. He was like, you know, y'all probably get along with y'all. And I was like, probably so.
That's true.
But that was a long time ago. Yeah. But yeah, I was like,
that's very true. And Jeff Johnson is also very welcome on the show. I adore him. Like there's some people that I've worked with, you know, from the BET world that I'm just so grateful that I get to spend this time on this planet and share it with them. Like Jeff Johnson, like Mark Lamont Hill.
We started Rocky too, me and Jeff. We were 14 years old at a track meet, and this girl that I was on my track team was super fast and she was on him. And then his boy liked me and I was like not interested. I was 14, okay? Didn't even have titties yet. And he called me a bitch. Ooh. And I didn't know that. So he reached out to me when we left the track meet to say, I just want to apologize. He was a gentleman at 14, mm-hmm. kind of.
Yeah.
Apologize. We became pen pals. And we've been friends for like 30 years now.
Pen pals? What is this, the 1600s?
Kind of.
He was sitting by the lantern like, dear Claudia.
With a feather in the pen.
Pen pals.
My dearest Miss Jordan.
It was beautiful until you said pen pals.
We were pen pals.
Was what the hell that
Lifelong
is.
Lifelong friends now. And he's the one that said that, you know, he's like, you and Melissa should become cool. Like, y'all should be friends. Yeah, he vouched for you. But he also vouched for Omarosa, though, too.
Omarosa's not awesome? You look so deep into my soul, Claudia Jordan.
Yeah, they don't
I'm gonna look
along.
Away. I'm gonna look away. I don't know how things are behind the scenes.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing is they have the same combative way of like take no
so
shit.
So two come at me bros, and so all the girls are
very much
at me.
So. Yeah. Like,
but I don't lie.
Oh, shots fired. Pew, pew, pew. Let's do a little pivot. You mentioned relationship weight.
So, wait, hold on a second.
I
know. So, we're going to get to that. So, she's come back to LA. She's on Fox Soul. She got a show called
Daisy.
She got a show called Out Loud with Claudia Jordan. And she fell in love with, he's a military man, right? He's a veteran,
so
right?
He got a strong back.
He does have a strong
He's very, back. Very easy on the eyes. They are a very, very attractive couple.
Show
I was
me
like,
pictures afterwards.
Bitch, you really moved to Dallas, got a new job, new place.
I did.
New man.
Because you know what I was
said,
doing?
Does he have friends?
He doesn't.
fuck.
But that's why he isn't getting in trouble, though. He's
that's
like...
That's true. A good man with friends is a bad man with you.
Military vet, 20 years in the Air Force, but he was a civil engineer. Mm-hmm. He could fix anything.
So he's smart, too.
Very smart. Like, he knows, like... He's gonna watch this and be like, yeah. You can hold up anything, like any a wire, a cord, whatever. He's like, oh, that goes to this. Like, he knows what that means.
Where'd you meet him?
So there was a thing
called... Speak slow. I'm taking mental notes.
Okay, there was a margarita ball, right, that they have, a yearly ball. Like, 5,000 people show up.
Okay.
And I was dealing with someone here still that was, like...
Sucks. We fucking
hated. Scandal. You had a man.
No, hated not him. Have a man, but, like, we had broken up before I left L.A. and then reunited, like, right before I left. And I was like, hey, I'm moving to Dallas. He's like, when? I go, next week. And so I left. So he had planned to visit me.
Uh-huh.
So I went to this ball and I said, I'm going to meet my man here tonight. I'm going to meet him.
Wow. Look at that manifestation. I claimed it,
and at the end of the night, this guy walks up to me with his military uniform on, and he was kind of hesitant to like ask my number. He wasn't super thirsty.
He was in uniform.
Yep. And then that's we exchanged numbers, and I kind of like was kind of playing him to the left a little bit until my dude that I was seeing came to visit me, and it was kind of going okay. And then like a half hour before he left, he like started some shit, like, and I was like, that is the person that it didn't work out with.
Right.
And then the next day I called a boy and then we went on a date. And then I was like, I haven't looked anywhere else ever since. We've been every single day.
You have no idea, as her friend, how happy the group of us were that she dropped upgraded. The dead fucking weight. We hated him.
Listen, how do you really feel, girl? My goodness.
And in the last 3 years.
He's the worst person who's ever lived.
And he wasn't doing his job, if you know what I mean.
Claudia, he was bad at the sex.
The last 3 years, I've been with two guys.
Uh-huh.
And then I met this guy. Like, as much as people want to make me out to be this slut.
She's like, yeah, girl, he was bad at the sex.
It was just more, it wasn't like, I love certain things about him, but it just wasn't healthy. It wasn't a healthy relationship.
Can you really find a healthy relationship here in LA, though?
Yes, you can, because I'm here, Melissa.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not receiving this, Melissa.
You still have hope.
I need me a husband, Melissa. I'm not
I know.
It.
You here, still I'm still
hot.
Have
sorry.
Hope.
I don't know if I'm having hot flashes or if it's all the drugs myself.
Listen, hold on. This was not shade. This was me.
I know.
Saying.
I'm not having hot flashes.
The heat is creeping up the back of my neck.
I was like, it's not hot in here. What are you guys talking
about? It's hard
about?
Here for black women. I'm going to say this.
I'm a black woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. And so. I don't
Claudia's
know.
Like, yeah, you are.
I don't want to.
Like, damn.
I don't want to speak on all. I don't want. Generalizations are tough, but a lot of times they're based in truth, right?
That's true.
A lot of the men here, they have a lot of options, and it's like that. They're very influenced by media, right, and by mm-hmm. music.
Mm-hmm.
When the rappers say French vanilla, butter pecan, chocolate deluxe is the last on the list, right? And mm-hmm. then it's like, give me an exotic girl, or you know, first it was Spanish, first it was Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. then it's Spanish, then it just became like what. Whatever,
Armenian.
Kardashian, Armenian.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I've been pushed out the way so many times for my black guy friends to get to the white girl.
Mm-hmm. Speak on it.
And it's like, if that's your preference, that's your preference, but you don't have to shit on the black girls in the process. And that's what I have a problem
that's
with.
That's not a preference then. If you have to shit on someone else to get to, like, it's not
that's
a preference.
That's an internalized form of self-hatred.
Dating who you love. My mom's white, my dad's black. Listen, it's all good, but he didn't say, let me go find a white woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he fell in love with her in Italy.
Yeah.
You know?
Love is love, but self-hate is something different.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
I remember being at the Playboy Mansion for an ESPY, an ESPN party.
Hold that thought. Mm-hmm. You missed it, bitch.
What?
The Playboy Mansion parties. That shit was fucking
different
epic.
I feel like I've missed all the things.
Yeah, you missed that
LA
thing.
LA used to be popping.
Yeah, it
used
was.
Used to be. I just got here, Claudia.
No. The Century Club.
Yeah.
The Monday night, the improv, and all the comedy clubs, and real celebrities used to be at these events. You'd be like, oh my God.
You said real celebrities.
Because now it's just reality stars.
Yeah.
And not that they're not celebrities, but it was like Hollywood royalty. You'd actually rub elbows with these people. You'd be in a club.
Yeah, the concept of fame has drastically it's been bastardized.
You would literally...
Being viral means famous.
You can shit on the floor, put it on YouTube, and you're a celebrity. Exactly. And this is bullshit.
We would see Denzel. We would see Usher. We would see Kobe Bryant. We'd see all these people. Magic Johnson had this great Midsummer Nights weekend. And people would fly in. It was classy. You had to be dressed up to get in. And that meant everyone. You know what I mean? And it was beautiful. Like, seeing, like, all this black excellence. Like, it was very inspirational back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then it changed where they just let anyone in. And then just being popular. And like she said, you can be popular for shitting on the ground. And then it goes viral.
Mm-hmm.
That actually happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was fun back then.
Yeah.
And so what I've learned is... go to Texas and meet a military man.
Everybody I know in Texas is in a very healthy relationship, and they have power couples. Like, these people are building together. When you have two incomes in one house, just imagine cutting all your bills in half and someone had the other half or more.
Mm-hmm. There's a name for this called DINK, double income, no kids.
Oh, my God.
Mm. That's why gay men are the top of the financial food chain, because a lot of them are dinks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dinks with an N. Yeah. Dinks, guys. Double income,
that's what
no
I
kids.
Used to call a penis when I was a little girl. It's a dink. Is that a Canadian thing? I don't know.
That's very Canadian.
Okay, baby.
That sounds small.
But that's a boot. A dink
it
just
was.
Must, yeah.
It was.
The things that I like don't get called
dinky.
Dinks.
What's the smallest you've ever, what's the smallest one you've ever seen? I have a 1 potato, 2 potato, 3 potato measuring system.
You got big hands though, Claudia.
Have
how
you
many
ever
potatoes?
Had less than one potato?
Fuck yeah. A huge clit. Absolutely.
Micro penis. Oh my God. If I hear about huge clits one more time about men with small penises. So the small penis community, we do not judge you here on the show.
I
we
do.
Just won't date you.
I do. I feel like you shouldn't mate because you're making more smaller penis sons. And then,
oh my God.
They should just die out. Like, you know, we don't, there's no use for them. Like the appendix.
Okay. So check this out, everybody. Is I have.
They asked for this. Okay.
No,
the comment section asked for this show. So whatever
the thing,
Claudia gives them, they deserve
it. I have cue cards. There was a direction for this show.
What are those?
Yeah. It's
I'm
just
sorry,
like.
Melissa.
It's 2020.
Know, fling it's these over.
Was your small penis a celebrity small penis?
Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a hint.
She told me one and I laughed.
Football.
Oh, yeah, that's the, oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're popular. Doing that.
It's a fucking thumb.
It's a fingernail.
It's terrible.
That makes me so sad. I was on a flight with him once and I was so like.
Like you could pick your teeth with it. Right.
I actually went for my teeth, which is like.
And you think like an athlete would just be so blessed across the board.
No.
Yeah.
No. 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 Anyways, let me just get off the micro penis.
At least he ran fast.
Anyways.
Claudia, no hints.
Yeah. No hints. Okay. So we just wrapped up 2019.
Did we? Or did it just like fall off the rails into a fiery blaze?
I mean, listen. Everybody feels like 2020 is their year.
Every year.
It's not possible. People, just get a grip.
No,
on
no,
reality.
No. We're gonna be positive. This could be the year it finally happens. But it's
whatever.
All our year.
Set small goals so you won't be disappointed. I'm gonna file my taxes this year.
New year, new us.
That's my goal. On time.
Okay, so a lot of people said that 2019 was a really difficult year for them. Would you say that it was? You seem to be winning in 2019.
Yeah, I was fine.
Yeah, you
I've
were doing really well.
Claudia was like, fuck y'all.
I've had way worse. Listen.
Yeah, I have too.
When you've been dragged for years and like deemed a whore when you haven't even met half the people they said they had their penis in you.
Yeah.
Last year wasn't so bad for me. I was good. Yeah. I've had worse years.
Yeah.
I agree, actually. Last year was exhausting, though.
Yeah. You had a bad year.
No.
Damn,
no,
Claudia. Well, that is like a year slash.
No, the accident happened in 2018.
It feels like it was this.
It lasted, because I had to recover, you know, for almost a year. So 2018 and then 2019, it was all really just, it was a rediscovery of like who I am, you know, and I said something in an interview. I wrote it on Instagram when I talked about, you know, suffering from crippling depression, because, you know, you don't know until you don't know what you don't know until you know it.
Yeah.
And no one can tell you how to recover from a traumatic brain injury. Like I literally was clueless. I'm fumbling around in the dark, you know, and I didn't understand that crippling depression is a byproduct of a traumatic brain injury, because your serotonin and dopamine, which is your natural mood stabilizers, they were compromised. And so I'm like, why do I want to kill myself? And it's coupled with survivor's guilt. Mm-hmm. Why did I survive? Everybody's saying, oh, God saved you for a purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, like that you're supposed to do something, you know, grand with your life. That is way too much pressure to put on somebody whose head just bounced off the pavement on the 134.
Wow.
Like you just don't, like it's too much pressure to feel like God himself or herself saved me in order for me to do something, you know, do something with the second chance I've been given. It's too much. And so that was added to the difficulty that I was experiencing. So, you know, I said there's the before me and then there's the after me. And I didn't even know why I was saying it. It just was, those were the only words that made sense to me. Mm-hmm. And I realized, you know, after I spoke to like a total stranger, because so many people hit me up in my emails and talked to me about what I was going through. People who had suffered strokes, war vets who had suffered head injuries while they were, you know, in Iraq or Afghanistan or Syria or whatever the case was. People who had been domestic violence victims, people who had just suffered the same kind of trauma that I had. They told me what to expect, and they said, you know, they said, you, that happens to all of us. There's a clear line in the sand when you have something traumatic happen to you, whether it's a sexual assault, mm-hmm. any form of trauma. There's a clear line in the sand as to who you were moments before that event,
right, yeah.
and who you are afterwards. And so 2018 and most of 2019 was rediscovering who this new version of myself was, you know, and what made sense and what didn't. And a lot of what didn't make sense anymore was to maintain relationships with people that just showed me that they just were not there for me, you know. And do you find that that was a come to Jesus moment for you in 2019 and you too, Claudia?
Like, I get rid of like whole fleets of people at a time.
I'm, yeah.
You know what it is? I'm a very friendly person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I make friends very easy.
Yeah.
And then I kind of shift it, and whoever's left went, like through the periphery, then I'm like, oh, you get to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me, I was on the East Coast and all my friends had like 9-to-5 jobs. And I was like the Hollywood one. I was the one who was doing the abnormal thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I actually need to be someplace where I'm normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, 2019 was exhausting because I hit the ground running in LA.
Yeah, you did.
I completely hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sleep much. I made some really amazing friends, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who
hey.
Aww.
Hey, look at
that. I made some feelings. I made some really good friends. And I also realized things about myself that were a relief.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talk about this all the time, like internal dialogue. I would love to know what your internal dialogue sounds like. But no, like I realized that my internal dialogue is a lot more positive than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you go through something traumatic, like your accident or my aunt's death,
mm-hmm.
it puts life in perspective.
Very much so.
So much in perspective. And nothing phases me. Like even if I was to go in the comment section and they were just calling me all types of names,
yeah.
it wouldn't hit the same.
Right.
Because I'm like, look, I know my purpose.
Right.
And half the people who are online talking crap about people
mm-hmm.
don't even know what their purpose is. So
right.
how are you on the sidelines figuring it out while you're judging somebody who did figure it out, who's actually doing it? Like,
right.
come on.
Right. Well, you know, to finish, 2019 really was exhausting.
Exhausting.
You know? I mean, I came back to work, to Hollywood Unlocked, but then I started to feel like, I was like, if not now, when?
Mm-hmm.
You know? When it came to starting, I'm here for the food. I had to. You know how long I've
yeah.
been. For years.
You're like, okay, Melissa.
I've been talking about this.
You Claudia's face.
Yeah, everyone
you
was
keep
like,
talking
yeah,
about
it's
it.
A cute idea, Melissa. When are you going to fucking do it? You
I'm
know?
Very go for it. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, all right. Let's do it right now.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
now. Let's
yeah.
go to Vegas right now.
Right.
Let's do this right now.
Yeah, by the way, you should see her in fucking Vegas. It's literally like...
Am I being invited to the next Vegas
No, it's literally
trip?
Like running behind the Tasmanian fucking devil when it comes to the...
I have a gambling problem. We can go next Wednesday.
Yo, let's go... Wait, next Wednesday? I get paid on Friday. Can we go next Friday?
I'm not doing this with you two.
Why? I want to go to Vegas.
No,
call
no.
one of your friends.
I want to
no,
do ratchet things with my friends in Vegas.
No. I love doing rad stuff with my friends.
Yay.
Listen, I know you do.
Craps tables.
Why is Melissa look scared?
Because I've seen her in action in fucking Vegas.
The fear in Melissa's eyes, like, actually just sobered
me up. I have never seen
up.
Anything like
we
her.
We don't need a room. We just go.
No, yeah. no, I like pillows, Claudia.
For what? We're going to be at the tables the whole time.
I like to lay.
Lay at the table.
Oh my God.
Lean against the wall. Why? Heart six, heart eight, heart ten, let's go.
This is already gone. This you like hangover. You like that movie hangover, like in a person.
You know why? Life is short.
Yeah.
It gets short if you do that.
I've had many, many, many brushes with death, and I didn't have one traumatic brain injury, but I had a very, very severe depression from a series of bad things happening in a row, which I were out of my control,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like my whole everything I worked for and like built up to just was snatched away from me. Like you know, you make some bad decisions with like relationships or work, one wrong move. I went through like the perfect storm of everything going wrong at the
mm-hmm.
same time.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship, I lost $1 million in real estate in 1 month.
$1 million?
Yes, my show was canceled. I had to live off my savings for a while, and I went from having 6 figures in the bank to $80, all while trying to still maintain a celebrity name. I had to go to red carpet events and be fake. I felt like I was being so fake, smiling on the red carpet,
mm-hmm.
knowing I'm going home and afraid that this is a day that the foreclosure notice is on my door.
Yeah.
Wow. I had paid someone to help me, you know, kind of like organize my stuff, a financial advisor. They snatched my money up and I could have used that to
him
go
or
to
her.
A guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can find
he
him.
Was convicted.
Oh, okay, good.
He robbed a lot of athletes and people that he told he can, you know, kind of get your things in order. And I could have used that money to go towards my mortgage. Instead, I thought he was like setting me up for the big win. And it was just a lot of things that happened. And then at that same time, I had like no reputation before 2009 to me being the biggest whore, homewrecker, slut, bitch, everything you could ever imagine. Right. And coming up from the pageant world, my goal was always to be like clean and proper and classy. Mm-hmm. Like this whole ratchet thing was just like how that's being embraced now. That was never my thing. So it was devastating to see my reputation go down the toilet, and people that I thought would have my back didn't. No one spoke up for me publicly. People believed all these lies. And then it's like that became my Achilles heel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, when I don't like you, I'm going to attack you and call you a whore. And people just built on that.
That's yeah, really frustrating. That, you know, I watched something like that happen this year with, you know, our really good friend, Angela Yee. And,
of all people, Angela Yee, she's sweet as hell.
And here's the thing, you know, like we have inside information. I especially have inside information, you know, as it relates to the whole situation with Gucci Mane. There is no situation. Angela is one of the most professional and unproblematic women in this business.
She's a whole, we're all screwed.
And supporting like, a lot. Seriously. She supports other women.
Not only, exactly. She's very supportive of other women. Like, I can't tell you how many times she's helped me. Mm-hmm. She is a productive member in her community. She's set up, juices in
juice bars and
juice
in
bars
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. I forget what the name is, but you know, you go to her page and she talks about it constantly. But I mean, like, she's a contributing member of society. She is really like a sister friend. There's nothing fake or phony about her. Yeah. And when I watched how a convicted felon who has had tattoos on his face.
Ooh.
Can literally make a claim about and dismantle, make a claim about this woman and dismantle her hard-earned reputation just based off some bullshit he decides to say, and watch how the mob attacked her online. It appeared her co-stars did not come to her defense, which sucks. And I had a conversation with her and she was like, Melissa, I really felt so alone and like nobody defended me. Yep. She was
That's
the
a horrible feeling.
And the more you talk about it, people have the nerve to say, if it wasn't true, you wouldn't have to say anything. No, it's my reputation, damn it. Yeah. And I get judged and valued in this business based on how marketable I am.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you destroy that and take that away from me, which has happened, now I'm resigned to do smaller projects, work my way up and take another 10 fucking years that I may not have to try to get back what I lost. And why do we put so much stock in what these men say? And women. There's not a woman watching this that has not been a victim of someone shitting on her name, okay?
Yeah.
We all know what it feels like from high school.
Yeah,
we call a whore, a slut, a bitch when you did not earn that.
Or and difficult why do we, if you just speak up for yourself.
Why do we jump on that? Why don't more of us say, you know, that's probably some bullshit? Why do we give so much credit and so much weight to these men's statements and let that just be a fact? When we all know how
it's
easy.
It's fun for people,
you don't need any
it's
proof.
Like fun for them.
You need no proof to destroy a woman's reputation.
Right.
You just say, oh, I heard that. And if enough people say they heard it, it's a fact.
And what really irritated me when I was going through comment section and seeing this, because
Melissa knows that I do not believe in her deep diving into the comment section.
But here's the thing is I have to do it for my job. You know, for Hollywood Unlocked, when we do the weekend show, I do something called Comment Curve, where I find a topic and I do a deep dive into the comments so I can decipher what the general consensus
is. But at what cost, though?
But here's the thing is I did a segment of Comment Curve on Angela because was tired of people shitting on my friend.
True.
And I knew what it felt like to have my reputation dismantled, and not because of anything that I did. Listen, I'll own all the notches on my bedpost. I am not here saying that I don't suck dick and that
we're doing that today? Okay.
And that I am
I don't suck dick.
Lies and treachery will get you nowhere.
What is a dick, guys? I don't even know what a penis is. Oh my God.
I say all this to
I'm
say
I'm a virgin, everybody.
I have never claimed to be innocent, okay?
You're whatever, laughing at that? Claudia's
whatever that
laughing.
Means.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even laugh like a virgin. Look.
But I'm also, like, I also don't have a mattress strapped to my back. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I know what it feels like to have rumor and innuendo really dismantle your reputation. And people say, you know, we're not fucking with you professionally. You know, your career takes a hit. I know what that feels like, and to have nobody defend you. And so I wasn't going to let that happen to my friend. I used whatever platform I had to tell the world, y'all are full of shit. Like, and the women that were in the comments section berating Angela. Oh, she a hoe. Oh, she, it must be true because Gucci said, really?
Again, we give them the credit. And you know what? It also makes them feel a little bit better about your success, right? Well, mm-hmm. you probably got that because you fucked somebody.
You did it in your bag.
Let me just tell y'all something right now. I've never had a legitimate opportunity where they said, if you did this, we'll give you that. Never in my career has it ever been presented to me. Ever. Even for a music video, no one's ever said, if you suck this dick, if you sleep with this guy, if you do this, you will get this.
Because you're too feisty, Claudia. You feisty. But where do they think this? It's like you might bite the dick. That's what it is, probably.
Maybe.
No, but wait. Yeah, no,
I would not choose you as a victim.
But wait, here's the crazy. But here's the thing. Is if anybody feels like this is like a, oh, woe is me conversation, that's not what this is. Nah. No. What this is a version of empowerment. This is a version of, I have fucking had it.
Enough already.
Okay? Like, it's enough already. You know what I'm saying?
And if you must know, I'm way too lazy to be a hoe. Way too lazy.
Oh, my
Ask
God.
My boyfriend.
You guys.
I can't put my leg on a shoulder. I have a hip issue. I can't reverse
cowgirl. I'm still young and newbound and looking for a husband.
So I'm offended when they say that I've done all this shit for work. Don't you think if I was in a fuck for work, I'd be on more than just a goddamn game show and an online show? I would be on network television.
Let me tell
you
something.
Long term. Like, I would have gotten better opportunities. The fucking president was on my dick. And okay. I could have gotten current. And it's like, don't you think I would have made better? I would have made better vagina management situation, like, decisions. So stop insulting me. If you think I'm a fuck to get in a Joe video, you're crazy. I auditioned. That's it.
That was a good video, though.
Thank you very much.
That was a very good.
He still owes me for the second video.
Oh, snap. Okay. Look,
well,
keep going.
Not
left.
Him. The production.
It goes left so many times.
It just makes
full
me
circle.
Mad.
That's hilarious.
Like, they say these things, and I'm like, can you provide some food?
I have a question. I know this will sound corny after all this spiciness.
Yes, they're real.
But is Jenny? Oh,
I'm sorry.
Claudia.
I know you were looking at me.
Claudia put her titties out for those who were listening.
Peter, look. This.
Yeah, fuck the questions. No, I do have a question, though, right? People always clown New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. but I do believe in intention setting.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys, we don't have to call it a resolution. You can call it a New Year's declaration. Do you guys have like a New Year's declaration for what 2020 is going to be? Melissa went cross-eyed when I asked that question, so I'm going to start with Claudia.
Did I? I did.
Your eyes literally just crossed. Claudia.
I'm going to go.
I'm still thinking about you guys saying, I suck dick and I'm too lazy to be a hoe.
I'm way too lazy.
The sound bites of this episode.
They're giving
it,
me
Claudia.
Way too much credit. Like, the list they put, I'm like, never would have, but never met him. No, he's gay. I don't think so.
Okay, well, just for shits and giggles, who is somebody that you have been rumored to sleep with that you're literally like, I don't even know the motherfucker? Pick somebody out of the
said I was with like 2/3 of TGT. Okay. No, I never fucked. Like, they said I was with Tyrese and Tank. And then they said I was with Kevin Hart. They said I was with Donald Trump.
Tom
Joyner, Suge Knight. Like, basically anyone I took a picture with. And I know how the list got out.
Yeah.
I really hate that they said I broke up Tom Joyner's marriage. But that was at, allegedly, Omarosa. She used to work for Us Weekly, whatever that magazine was. And she put that rumor out there. And I heard some people told me about that, so that's why I don't fuck
Are
with
you
her.
Spilling tea on
yes,
the show?
Yes, yes. Ooh. And you can holler me, if you have an issue with me saying that. I was told that she put that rumor out there about me. And people believed it, that I broke up Tom Joyner's marriage.
With Donna Richardson.
I had Donna Richardson on my radio show. And this is what pisses me off. When you say these things about people and we give you the evidence, you don't run with that. No blogs pick it up.
It's not sexy anymore.
I had her come on the show. She goes, it's never happened. Yes, we got a divorce. You were not the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jai White, they said I broke up his marriage. He was my neighbor. I was friends with him and his wife. He would come to my gatherings. I had like, you know, Thanksgiving dinners and stuff like that. We took group pictures. They crop everybody out.
Is he newly married or something?
He is, but this is the old wife.
Yeah, he's married.
The new wife, love her.
They were on Black Love at ABFF. And
they're
they
amazing.
Love story. Yeah,
got it.
And so I take a picture with the three of us, and nobody runs with that. But Lord, God forbid I take a picture next to a football player who I don't even know his friggin' name, okay?
Mm.
I'm screwing him somehow. Mm. I'm way too lazy to be this hoe that you want me to be. Like, you'll be highly disappointed if we get together. I tell my boyfriend, I wish...
Wait a minute, you tell your boyfriend this?
I'm my boyfriend, I wish you would have had me like 10, 20 years ago. I was way more off the chain.
So what does he do?
He just deals with it. He loves me.
I need to go to Texas if that's what's happening.
No, he's a good guy.
I do my best. Man will come pick you up.
I get testosterone shots to help my sex drive. But like, people just, yeah.
Resolutions. What are your resolutions?
Oh, stop letting people...
stop
letting other people control the narrative. And stop letting people that... I think I put a lot of value in people and friends. And I give them that title when they may not deserve it. You know, like, I'm willing to like do anything for you. But would you pick me up from the airport?
Yeah.
You know, and that's really painful when
you're
like...
You can have very loyal...
I
can see you punching somebody in the face for Melissa.
She did was she started. She started my GoFundMe,
and they trashed me.
Yeah, they did, and I literally was like, I don't fucking get.
I was a scammer. I'm trying to get the money. What we should have all this money.
Not only did she not ask for shit, she donated to the GoFundMe. Wow. Like she kicked it off, you know. Like and so we talked about this on your show.
Yeah, that was nice.
I legit could not understand how people turned it around and made
because you're already in the spotlight. How dare you ask for money? It's that whole mindset.
They assume because you post a few nice
pictures.
Fame does not equal rich.
It really doesn't.
Rich and famous. It's not the same thing.
Of people in the entertainment business are living feast, famine, feast, famine, feast, mm-hmm. famine. There is no 401k plan. There's no insurance. It's you're funding your own dreams. You get a paycheck and you fund your dreams. I have literally stretched $10,000 over 6 months.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's what I spent on the holidays on my cut. What the?
Like I'm
you're a good person.
No, I've literally had to stretch. Like you know what I would. You know what I'd never want to go through again. 2008, 2009.
Oh my God.
Because it was like, you know, that was when the housing crisis happened.
Really bad they cut a lot of budgets.
What else happened here in LA was the writer's strike that lasted for a really long time. And then there was a pending SAG strike. Mm. People were fucking like losing their homes, homeless, committing suicide. Yeah. I would never want to see 2008 and 2009 happen again. And that was where, you know, I stretched $10,000 over the course of 6 months because I literally did not know where my next paycheck was going to be.
People got to understand. I mean, I was famous and was broke.
Yeah.
Maybe different than others, right? I had a $500,000 house in California and I had a $400,000 house in Arizona as my investment. My renters stopped paying and then the market flipped and my house lost value. It went up to like almost $800,000. Then it dropped to like three.
Oh my God.
Like the bottom fell out of everything, but I still had to pay the mortgage on these homes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Meanwhile, my show was canceled. Mm-hmm. Then I didn't have health insurance. Mm-hmm. And then I was very depressed and I was suicidal myself. Mm-hmm. And I was so close to doing it, you guys. Mm-hmm. And people think, oh, woe is me. No, it's not woe is me. I'm just being honest because I had a friend that actually did commit suicide.
I did as well.
And it's like, you feel like you're supposed to talk about it now.
I really wish that people would be a lot more empathetic. And you know what I think? I think that that is what social media has done to us. It has removed our sense of empathy towards human beings.
Compassion.
You know,
like, what? You're rich. What? You think? Yeah. We saw you on a private jet
one
time.
Oh, you think you're cute or whatever. Yeah.
It's just like...
Why can't I think I'm cute and be very depressed at the same time?
Right. There's a lot of very cute, depressed people all over. I always say that, like... I don't know if you know, but I'm a clairsentient, and so I feel energy. And I was telling Claudia in the waiting room that LA is probably the most insecure place that I have ever lived in my entire life, right? And so it's very weird being here and feeling people's energy, because sometimes I walk into a restaurant and my stomach will turn. Mm-hmm. I'm like, everybody in here hates themselves. I'm going to get a sandwich at Subway. Really depressing.
No, I really stay...
The energy.
It's thick. It's thick in the air.
Claudia goes out a lot. You know,
Claudia wants to smoke. That's different.
Yeah, I would stay home a lot because for me to go out, you know, it required so much energy.
Yeah.
And I felt like once I was out, I would be robbed of that energy. It would take me 3 to 4 days of just being home by myself to replenish what was given out.
Yeah.
And in LA, there's so many energy vampires here. So many people that are like attempting to kind of latch onto you and like pull out of you. I can't do it.
I do feel like since I moved to Texas, like the vibe is just different.
Oh, yeah.
Not to show in LA because I do love and there's a lot of great people here too. Mm-hmm. But I found a lot of authentic relationships with people that didn't need me. And when you become friends with people that don't need you, mm-hmm. it's a whole different vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're actually listening to what you have to say to like digest what you're saying and give you something back.
It's a reciprocal conversation. Rather than people waiting for their turn.
That's
to talk.
It, right?
Yeah.
They're just like, I remember when I got back here after, I first got back here for this job mm-hmm. and like listening to a conversation. It was an LA conversation and they were both talking right past each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just got back from Italy. Yeah, I went to Spain. And they're both having individual conversations. They're not connecting. They're just going right past each other because everyone just wants to be seen and heard and they don't want to listen. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to like invest in anybody. And that's what I miss. And I feel like that's what made me feel like I lived here. I knew everybody. I looked like I was on top of the world, but I was extremely lonely and sad here.
Yeah.
So, is your boo out here with you now?
No, he's in Texas, and I'm trying to like convince him to move out here.
Because of you, the Tinder profiles for Texas are going to get some... People are going to be setting their Tinder to Texas now.
I will say that, you know, as one
people
of...
People is me, by the way.
Yeah. I will say that as one of her friends, you know, there's a group of us, we were all really happy for her that she was moving to Dallas. Mm-hmm. Because we felt like she was going to actually have a shot at, like, the life she wanted and the life she deserved. And I was like, watch, she goes over there and she finds a motherfucking man and she gets married and she has a baby and she gets, has Melissa, the career
stuff. Are you going to Texas next?
Oh, hello.
You get snatched up so quickly there. And there's men that they don't know about the rumors. They don't know about the industry. They don't care that you're in a picture.
Well, honestly, a real man shouldn't even give a shit about that stuff anyways.
My guy wasn't on social media when I got with him. He wasn't on anything. Yeah. He had a Facebook page.
Oh, now you're making it seem harder, Claudia. You got to stand in the middle of a masquerade ball and wait for a man to walk up to you.
There's a lot, but they...
What the hell? I was trying to make this hopeful.
But you got to be where they want to be in relationships. They don't want to be in relationships here. They want to keep themselves available for the bigger, better deal. That's they true. Have to keep themselves... They want to... Well, I want to be a sex symbol, so I can't
you
be
linked
to anyone.
You know what term I hate when men say this? If whenever a man says, I want to keep my options open... I want to punch them in the nose.
No, that means they want to catch herpes.
Okay. Wait.
That's what that means.
So, Melissa, what is your New Year's resolution?
Oh, what's my New Year's resolution?
I'm nervous about this one. I didn't even ask you ahead of time, so I have no idea.
No, it's not nervous. It's very similar to Claudia's because we were talking outside before we, you know, gotten into the room. And it is just to stand up for myself, you know?
Oh, I totally see them today. Yeah.
It's twofold. To stand up for myself and also to work on that internal narrative. You know, because we have talked a lot about that, about how I've, you know, been routinely, I've been cruel to myself for the majority of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I've internalized all of the negativity that's been projected onto me and I've absorbed it. And I've literally have said, I must be a terrible person. I must be hard to love. I must be this horrible individual. And I would just, I felt like. You know, the public being so critical, I had to say the worst things to myself to prepare myself for what anybody else could say about me. If I say it to myself first and I think of the dirtiest, grimiest, nastiest insult that somebody could say to me, when it is said, I'll have built up a barrier.
Or you suffer twice for no reason.
Defense mechanism. That's why we do self-deprecating humor. Yeah. That's the same thing. I say it first, and then I take this thing out of
you. You know what's so crazy is when Melissa talks about her internal dialogue, in the comment section, people will see that as a vulnerability, and they'll try to come after you. Mm. When I say that, I'm going to be honest. I don't care. I sincerely don't give a shit about a lot of things people say about me. In the comment section, they'll be like, there's no way that she doesn't care. I find it funny that she doesn't care. She's dead on the inside. So I'm like, let me get this straight. If you care, you care too much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you don't care at all, now you're dead on the inside. So what's left?
Yeah.
Like, there's no sweet spot.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend not caring, though. I'm being sincere. There's a thing that happens. I always tell people this. When I have a daughter,
I'm working on it.
I'm going to sit her down and be like, we're all ugly to someone.
Yeah.
Someone already thinks you're ugly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, anything that you feel about trying to be the prettiest person in the room, there's already somebody out there who's supposed to think you're ugly. Mm-hmm. So let that go.
Yeah.
There's somebody out there who's smarter than you. Let that go. And just be, like, the best version of you.
I'm cool in that. I just don't like when they attack the morality. Like, when you work your whole life to be... Not work, but when you like try to like not go down that path and avoid that and don't screw all these men and don't have the gangbang and don't have the train, but then you still get
the gangbang and the train?
Yeah.
This is LA. That shit happens.
But when you don't do any of that stuff, but then they put that on you anyways, that I will always fight for that. Because I feel like...
No, that's beautiful that you're a warrior.
And I'm just like, I'm going to fight like to the death about that because you're not going to put that on me. You're not. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's your weapon. That's what they use as weapons, right? Mm-hmm. Our reputation. And then and they use that against us. And it works.
Yeah.
And women got to stop believing it. Like I said, we've all had, not even just in the business, almost every woman has had someone make a comment about their sexuality or their, you know, their morality.
You know what's even worse than that, though, is the pick-me's. Melissa knows. Melissa saw me at a birthday dinner when a pick-me situation. Like, I have a deep disdain for the pick-me mentality.
What do you mean?
A pick-me is a woman, for those of you who don't know, who says, like, oh, I don't need a man. I'm going to make my man's plate, and I'm going to, you know, brush his teeth for him and pick out his clothes and pay for his meals because I'm a special kind of chick. And unlike the rest of you guys with healthy boundaries who want to be affirmed, I don't need anything but your love. And Pick Me always try to set the bar so low that every other woman in the world who asks for anything immediately looks like something's wrong with her.
Because she's a selfish bitch.
She's saying, pick me, pick me, pick me, right?
Yeah.
And so I cannot stand those women who think that, oh, I'm a different kind of bitch. Yeah, you're a kind of bitch.
Yeah. Right.
And so I don't like pick me's. I don't like girls who try to say, well, all the other women in the world suck, but I'm the special kind. Because that means you're really, really basic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really popular right now. Yeah. And it creates struggle love.
Yeah.
When you see struggle love, to bring up the whole Gucci thing again. Yeah. Like, he even said, oh, my bitch held me down when I was in jail for selling crack and this and the other. And she did, like, he listed like 18 sins and said, isn't that beautiful? Happy anniversary, baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, what kind of fucked up anniversary post is that?
Ladies, if they have to make you go through all these things to prove your love to them, like, run.
Yeah.
There are men out there that actually don't want to hurt you and see how much you can tolerate to prove yourself worthy of their love.
It's real. It's
what's the biggest thing that you've learned from having a good man?
That I was like settling for some bullshit before.
We all knew that though. Sorry.
Yeah.
Damn, Melissa's like a little guard dog.
Like,
I love it.
Why am I like the other day? Like, it's simple stuff. Like, I was on Dish Nation yesterday. Uh-huh. So I mentioned to him, I'm like, hey, if you have, you know, can you go by my place and like check, you know, set my DVR? I didn't remind him. And then when I talked to him later, like, I would just, you know, anticipate that it wouldn't happen. But of course it was done. He's like, of course I did it on my way home. Yeah. He doesn't forget. Aww. He's the most reliable human being I've ever been with. And it's like, I was definitely okay with
some fuck shit.
And I had the bar low on myself. And I was like, I remember this dude. I live right by the airport. And I said, I'll give you a ride to the airport when I lived here. He lived way deep in the valley. He should have taken an Uber to my place. And then I take him to the airport in the morning. I drove all the way to his place, out of the way to go to like 2 miles.
Back home.
Right. And I would do shit like that. It didn't even make sense. But I was like, I was being a pick me, I guess.
Mm. No, you were. I love you, but that was totally some pick me stuff.
I was being pick me.
My New Year's resolution is to receive.
Yes.
I'm such a giver.
Mm.
I love giving people that I create a space where they never have an opportunity to figure out how to give back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I resent the fact that nobody's giving me back anything.
But you make it so they don't have to.
Yeah. And also people think when you're a capable woman, Blue will figure it out.
You don't need anything.
You know what? I'm about to find my inner damsel. I'm going to just be sliding off of couches and lying on the floor and letting people pick me
up. It's a double-edged sword being perceived as a strong woman because people don't really check on you as much.
They
think you don't need anything. Like, you're good. You don't need no man in your life. No, I do, but I haven't had that. That's why I had to put these, you know, be strong.
Being a strong black woman is actually killing us.
Yeah.
They found, statistically speaking, that everybody from employers, friends and family, even doctors, do not check on black women because of the perception of strength.
Right.
So I'm not a strong black woman. I am a supple black woman. Sometimes I'm hard. Sometimes I'm soft. But I'm not strong.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that because one of the guests that I want to have on this year, we are going to have some amazing guests this year in 2020.
Yeah, we are.
I can't wait for next week. You guys are going to have to stay tuned for that.
Hello, I'm right here.
No, I know.
No.
I know.
I can't wait for next week.
No. I know. No. But
get this bitch out of here.
No. We have some.
Yuck. Thank you, Claudia.
We have a guest that I'm really, really looking forward to. And I think
look at Claudia's face.
It's an outside the box kind of, topic that we're going to tackle with this particular guest. But I do have a friend who is a very, very handsome single cardiologist. And he just talks about how many black women are literally dying from cardiovascular disease. And, you know, and the fact that he could lend a lot to that conversation.
We're just treated like mules.
Yes.
People treat us like the mules of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I am no longer a donkey, okay? Mm. I'm not carting anybody's emotional baggage around. Actually, my male friend called me the day after Christmas and said, I think you've been carrying too many of our burdens. I'm going to ask you to stop.
Oh, wow.
And I was like...
He cares about you.
He's from Texas, so he's of that ilk. But like, and I was just like... Well, that's bad when even the people who are benefiting are like, I'm getting uncomfortable. Yes. You're making me, watching your back break while you go, hee-haw.
But that's strong.
Making me uncomfortable. And could you please stop being a mule within my visual vicinity?
Oh my God.
Like, you love me and this kind of hurts. But I was like, you know, he's absolutely right. Because at Christmas dinner, I burst into tears.
I cried
from fatigue. Yeah. I wasn't even sad. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is, 2019 was probably the best year of my life on paper.
Yeah.
I was just too tired from being a mule to enjoy it.
Yeah, 2019 did end with, like, I collapsed.
I was gutted.
I didn't think I was going to make it.
The strong black woman thing is something that we did to ourselves, though. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. we don't have to, but we think that's, like, some camaraderie in that, some sisterhood. Like, where are you? Aren't you one? Aren't you one? Mm-hmm. But that's something that white women don't do that to themselves. Mm-hmm. And they allow themselves to be taken care of and to be safe. And to be assisted, and
you know that I can get my it might be that I'm half white, you know, that I can get my
you can damsel.
I can get my damsel.
Actually, Melissa
on.
Damsel. I'm gonna take some notes. I'm like, oh, Corey, yes. I can't, Corey, don't get me. I can't.
I need a briefcase of cash and a new car. Can somebody
hold my 3-ounce dog? I can't take it.
Can someone please send more $100 bills?
Yeah, you might have a wind machine 5 feet in front of you, but what I have is a fainting couch. It's right beside me.
Yes. Really? I need all of that.
I'm like surprised. I'm like, oh my God, you pay for my papados? Like, she's like getting trucks and money and stuff. I'm like, what the hell? Teach us how to Dougie.
That's true too. And I'm not doing Dutch anymore. If anybody asks me on a date, if you care about Dutch. No, I've had so many people in my life who are like, oh, I'm a struggling artist. Or,
I don't know.
I'm an athlete with a bad knee or some story. Yeah. If you really want me to leave the house, then pay for it.
No. I am a firm believer in roles and tradition.
Yeah, I fucked up. I put rims on guys' cars and all that kind of shit.
Damn, Claudia, you the pimp in the situation.
I was tricking back then.
Let me listen, you guys.
Yay!
I fucking can't right now. On that note, I have to be a responsible friend because I know you have somewhere to go. I'm so...
Oh, that's the...
I gotta work so I can keep tricking on these hoes.
You know what?
I'm so fucking irritated.
I want to see a picture of him.
Let me show you.
He's really attractive.
And just give me like his area code for
okay,
the Tinder
we're,
search.
You know what? At this point, where you guys could do the whole exchange today. We're gonna wrap this up. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And thank you so much for dropping by. The door is always open. We have a revolving third chair at this point.
Always.
And you were a fan favorite. Everyone's like, get Claudia Jordan in there. Get Claudia Jordan in there. Get Claudia Jordan in there. Because they knew what they were going
to
get.
To the haters, thank you as well from her direct deposit. Because apparently you're helping to pay for her bills.
Oh my God, you guys keep it up because like you guys doubled it, so I'm hope to quadruple it this year. So thank you so much for hating. And guess what? You don't fuck with my self-esteem. I still think I'm like the dopest bitch ever.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yay!
Awesome. And I want you guys to download the Fox Soul app just so you can check out my girl's show Out Loud with Claudia Jordan. When is that? It's Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And I'm not that arrogant. I'm kind of joking, but not.
She's sweet as hell, guys. She's so sweet. She's so sweet.
And y'all know where to catch us. YouTube, iTunes, Spotify. And we're going to be inking some deals in the next couple of weeks. So you'll
guys.
Yeah, you'll see some more logos on the social media clips. So thank you guys for tuning in. Bye for now.
New year, new us.
If you like our show and the content we're featuring, please hit subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube, and just like your Uber driver asks, leave us a 5-star rating. Also, please leave us a review about your favorite part of the show or your number one takeaway from the episode. We read all the reviews, and this will only help us curate the content that you want to see and hear. Thanks, guys.